This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the best of lunchtime radio. If you just joined us, I go by the name of King Bash. I'm with the mentor stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. It is the second hour of the show. Now, you know, these days a lot of people are finding justice through a social media, you know, or the online community. And I was thinking about if you get robbed, physically assaulted, and the incident is caught on camera and posted online, your chances of getting justice, you know, are a lot higher. It's also like getting, you know, mugged in the CBD. You must know that people will come through and assist, right? Now, some of these incidents, you know, they happen in intimate settings. And if a lady sees a big guy, you know, harassing and assaulting another lady, it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be in both their interest to stop the fight, because it obviously will become a bit dangerous. But also, in the same breath, I mean, filming and posting goes against the Poppy Act. And hence, I want us to have this conversation this afternoon. Now, seeing how a lot of people, you know, get justice when crimes are committed against them and posted online, do you think it's better to film a crime scene when you witness it, or you should try put a stop to it while it is happening and not wait for the incident to escalate? What are your thoughts on that? Let me know. Send a voice note, send a text 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. So, I mean, I've been in situations where I've witnessed a guy abusing his lady. I've witnessed that. And when I approached the guy, you know, obviously, when I approached this guy and tried to hold him, tried to push him away from the lady, now the lady started beating me, you know, to say, "Motogele." And I'm like, what? You know? Yeah, that's it happened twice, actually. The second time it was just, "No, leave him, leave him. Don't do anything to him." I'm like, "No, I'm not going to beat him. I'm just getting him away from you." Then, yeah, that's the incidents that, I mean, I've been in to say, you know what, I've tried to stop this. It kind of backfired in my face, because I'm thinking I'm helping this lady, and for her it's like I'm intruding. I shouldn't be involved in, you know, their business as a couple. And I'm thinking, yo, yeah, no, we don't see things the same. I'm trying to save you. This guy's giving you hiding in public. So imagine what he does in private, you know? And I'm thinking, nah, dog, like, don't do this. Trying to calm the guy down, and then the lady's busy here smacking me on my back to say, "What the hell?" I'm like, "Choo, how you in? Which one is this one?" No. But nonetheless, there are other incidents maybe that happen out there. So do let me know. Send me a voice note, send me a text. Seeing how a lot of people get justice when crimes are committed against them, and they're posted online, do you think it's better to film the crime? You know, the crime scene. Film it while you're there, while you're witnessing it. Or should you try your level best to put a stop to it while it is happening? Or you'd rather just wait for it, you know, before the incident actually escalates? Let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. Message says, "King Bash, I think it's better to approach and help the vulnerable person. That's if you can do so without getting yourself in danger. But if you can't safely help, you can just record the scene for evidence, not just for likes online." Big shout out. Thank you so much, my brother, for that text.
So, King Bash.
Oh, yeah?
DDP. When I talk to you, Bona, Jim Bash, Legendia Tifara, right? Taking a video without taking any action to help, somehow at the end, we posted that video without any interference of your help. It's nuts. But for the fact of evidence, yeah, it works. Sharp. In reality, again, you are here. As you said, these couples balwa, and then you tried at least to help. Okay? Let me say you have your phone to show that you were fighting, and then the guy was beating the lady. If you are a man enough, yes, you will go straight and then separate while you're taking evidence. Still, it works. then disadvantage you know, or like a guy might come to you and then it's still a risk. So taking video on some things like this one, not helping. I totally check a video, like maybe get it to and then you see already like they're dangerous. That one, yes, it works. So I don't know, like just to take a video and scream and say, yo, one of them come around, yo, one of you, no, doesn't help. Help while you take video evidence or something than staying or whatsoever. Joking, Besh, nice topic, bro.
Hola, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Another message here. Good afternoon, King Bash. I think me and you went through similar phases. I once tried to stop a guy who was beating up his girlfriend. So guy had punched the lady so hard, fainted, and I was trying to wake the lady up. And as soon as she opened her eyes, she accused me of beating her up. So now we had to calm her down, trying to make her understand what happened, and she was not having it. Bad luck, I guess. Mlungisi Mkhize out in Hazyview. Yo, my brother. No, I know what you went through, man. Imagine that. I'm trying to help, but I when? My boyfriend, my husband will never do that to me. Hey, Movango the legacy. But nonetheless, keep your voice notes, keep your messages coming through.
Exe, King Bashuga. Ah, labo vedi lele botse. Let's push, guys. Friday is almost here, and it's 3 months just before December. Boy, boy. Bona, King Bashuga.
Sure.
Get over ICU. Lady internal bleeding. Kalabaka lago intervene na dintwa tsa batho. 1 year, one time, my grandfather na kwa sa philela ntso Sharon. Utia o shwa kwa ntle kwa o lwa le ba gora ba ga ba swarane ka dinga thamirata. Ba ntshetjane di thipa. A o ka tsoga ka matlatlhane la mushimanyana. Ka fa leselenda bara ka ke re koditsela. A di buile ka nna ka ba 3 holes. I see you for 3 weeks. Ka patlame ka ra bra ya ga. Dilale di chipi tsela tsere ke dingwe tshini la magoa ke bo oscilloscope ke re le go survive there a tsaya a conscious decision or re le di ntwa tsa di face batho ba elwa a ke sa ditsena ke tla ba trust and cake ka lebaka la gore hey you will go to your grave early ga ina ka mapodisa re ka phone or else re ka letsa pierre re ra tlhaba se batho go
aba
para physical altercation or ke batla mele tsile da 88 uncle malome ka mo le phala la braka
tango means thank you the uncle of the show all ada my brother King Bash. I think it is best to film it than trying to stop it because you might as well get beaten for trying to help. Sipedi siri ditaba ki itchaba babi D. This is Cedric from Centurion. Great show. I'm listening with my team while working. Big shout out to you and your team, Cedric. Really do appreciate it. This is where we shall leave the conversation for today. Thank you so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.